Any. Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everybody. We got to the Gemara Pesachim, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes a Braisa, there's a Pasuk in Vayikra, V'chelo Nevela, V'chelo Trefa, Yosef L'chol Malacha, V'ochol Lo Sochluhu. V'chelo V'zosa B'achila, but it's Muta B'hanro. So Rabbi Yosef Aglili said, that's what the Pasuk means. Yosef L'chol Malacha, V'chelo is Muta B'hanro. Even though it says, Kol chelav lo sa chelu, and one might have been misled to believe kol makom shenema lo sochlu echad isra achilav echad isra hano. So this pasuk tells me that it's an exception to the rule. We have all the exceptions. Eid menachai is mutabahano, adam is mutabahano, everything is mutabahano, almost everything. The only two things that are asabahano based on this gemara are sharan iskal and chametz bepesach. Kloy HaKerem and Basa Mechalav never says in the Chumash that you can't eat it. The Gemara is going to make a point of that later. By Basa Mechalav it says, Lo Sabashal Gdei Bachalevimo. And the Gemara had a whole Yalfusa to establish that it's Asabachila, Asabano. How do you know it's Asabachila? But on those Lavim that it says Beferis, that it's Asabachila, so we had, if you all like Rabbi Abbo, they should all have, the rule should have been, they should have all been Asabano. And each one has a pasuk that it's an exception to the rule. And the only two that fall under the rule are Chametz BePesach and Sharan Iskal. Okay. Nachamal. So Yosef Aglili says that this pasuk, Yosef L'chol Malacha, tells you Chelev is Mutabahanua. It's an exception to the rule. Even though it says Kol Chelev L'osah Chelu, it's an exception to the rule and it's Mutabahanua. Rabbi Kiva says that the pasuk is not needed to tell me that. Kiva Aimer, Rabbi Kiva disagreed. That's the first wide line on Chav Gimel and Aleph. The Pasuk tells me that that Chelev Nevela, Chelev is Bechlav Basar, Chelev is flesh. So the Issa Nevela should apply to the Chelev of a Nevela also. So it should be Metame. If you have Kezais Menan Velas Metame, so you shouldn't be able to use it in the area of the Beis Hamikdash. We want everything to be Tahar. So the pasuk says, no, Yosel l'chol malacha, even though the Bisar HaNevela is metame b'maga u'b'masa, Chelev HaNevela is not metame b'maga u'b'masa. So that's the machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. What do you need? What is the pasuk telling me? Chelev HaNevela, Chelev Terefe, Yosel l'chol malacha, v'ochal lo sachlu. I know it's also b'achila from other psukim. I don't need this pasuk to tell me it's also b'achila. I need a pasuk to tell me that some kind of a kula. So Rabbi Yosef Aglili says it tells me the kula that chelev is mutabano. Rabbi Kiva says it tells me the kula that chelev nevela is not metami. So the Gemara continues on the top line on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. My lab hokam ifligi. This is exactly the machlokes. Rabbi Yosef Aglili thinks like Rabbi Abbo. Then whatever it says. Lo so chelu, you're not allowed to eat something. Echad achila, echad isra achila, echad isra anu. V'chiyas akrol ha-mishari l'nevei l'bahanahu dios. I need this pasuk to tell me that chelu is mutabahanu. I know that nevei is mutabahanu from a different pasuk. It says, if you have a nevei, la gerish ha-mishachat tana v'achala machala nachri. That pasuk tells me that nevei is mutabahanu. But I need a pasuk to tell me that chelu is mutabahanu. I don't know. L'mishaye l'nevela. Is that correct? Or should say l'mishaye l'chelev hu diosa? No? I don't think l'mishaye l'nevela have the other pasuk. Agerish ha-mishach d'tan v'achola. Maybe it should say l'mishaye l'chelev hu diosa. L'mishaye l'chelev b'hanav hu diosa. I think so. Rabbi Kiva saw Rabbi Kiva holds like Chizkiya. The Isa Achila Mashma, Isa Anolo Mashma. No, it never says Te Achil. By Chometz B'Pesach, it says Te Achil. So that's how Chizkiya knows that it's also Mano. But by Chelev, it never says Te Achil. So there's no Havamina that Chelev should be also Mano. So what do I need the Pasuk for? Because I would have thought that Nevela is Metame. So beside Nevela is Metame. So Kanayim and Tlofim of a Nevela is not Basar. But the chelev of a nevela, I would have thought that a dina kibasar, chelev should be dina kibasar, it's a piece of flesh. Chelev in shuman is the exact same thing. The only difference is the location. Chelev in certain locations, in a behemah, is asa. In a chaya, it's mutter. In chelim and other locations in the behema, amuta. It's exact. It's the same properties, though. It's the same thing. Just have to know where it is, and how it's wrapped, how many membranes it has around it. That's a gemara in chulin. How do you know which chelim is asa, which chelim is mutter? Okay. So the Gemara says, "My lab ha'kamer fligi." Rabbi Yosef Lili thinks like Rabbi Abahu. So he thinks that the chelav should have been asa b'hanom. I think there must be a misprint, no, on the fourth line. The mishari le'nevela b'hanom should say the mishari le'chelav b'hanom.
Rabbi, Osvaldo has a footnote that says, based on the kisvayad, that they don't have nevela.
Should say the le'chelav b'hanom, right? Okay, my Gemara doesn't have, it must be a misprint. And Rabbi Akiva thinks like Chizkiah, that there's no Havamina that Chalib should be Asmano, because it doesn't say Lo Seyachal. Rabbi Akiva says, Yisachil Mashmi Sando Loi Mashmi, there's no Havamina. So the Pasik tells me that Chalib of Menabela is a Chiddush, that it's not Metam, even though Chalib is Dina Kibasa, it's not Metam. Gemara says, Lo, not necessarily so. The Kuli Amal Yolim, you can say they both subscribe to Rabbi Bo. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yisachil, they both hold like Rabbi Bo. But Rabbi Yosef Lili is right. He holds you need a pasuk to tell me the chelav is mutmana. However, Rabbi Yosef Lili saw the kashuot from Nevela, the pasuk that says l'gerush avashachet tatan v'achola amachal anachri. So it tells you then the Nevela is mutabahana. It only goes on the Nevela part of the Nevela that only has an isa Nevela. It doesn't go on the gid anosha. It doesn't go on the chelav shebetoch. Hanavela, only on the Bisar Hanavela. So I need a separate pasuk. Rabbi Yosef Lili said, "Kishuot Hanavela." The pasuk in Chumash tells me, "Lagerish Avshach Nadavachol Hanavela is Mutabanom." He Hutra only goes on the Yisach on Nevela. Chelva Begida Lo Hutra. It's not included. The pasuk doesn't mean to include every single part of the Nevela. It means the Nevela part of the Nevela. But if they have an added Yisur like Chelva, maybe that will be Asvanah. To tell me the chelav is mutamana. Rabbi Kiva sovar. Rabbi Kiva disagrees like we had before. Kishuot v'nevela. When the Torah says that lagerish hashachem nanavacholag nevela is mutamana, chelva v'gido nami hutra. Everything is included. Everything is included. So I know that chelav is mutamana from the same passage where it says nevela is mutamana. That's how I know the Gid Anash is Mutabahana also. Chelba the Gid Anami Hutru. So, what does the Pasik tell me? Yasa Lachol Malacha. It tells me that Chela Vavinavela is not Vitamich. It's the Kra, the Tumma Vitara. That you can even use it for Malacha's Hegdish. There's no Tumma at all, and it's even Mutta in the base Hamigdish. There's no problem of Tumma. Frag Digmar Rabbi Yosef Lili, Ashkan Chela, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, you have a Pasik that tells you, Chela Veli Yasa Lachol Malacha. The chelav is mutabano. How does you know that gid on asher is mutabano? El gid, name of the asher. Should I say, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, you have no pasuk that says gid on asher is mutabano? Should I say it's asher? So the Gemara has a few suggestions. Iboy, you say, if you want to, you can say, anachaname, that it's asbano. He also like the Tana Reb Shimon, like the Zohar, that gid on asher is tak asbano. Iboy, you say, and if you want to, you can say that my silo of the kavachaymer, he has a kavachaymer from chelav to gid on asher. My chelav, you have a pasuk that says that nevela is mutamana, but that only goes on besar nevela. It doesn't go on even those parts of the nevela that have an additional isa. But then you have a pasuk that the chelav nevela yosa l'chol malacha. The chelav is mutamana. So it means that when the pasuk says, that's what Tosis interprets, the top Tosis. When the pasuk says nevela is mutamana, not only does it go on 98% of the nevela that only has an isa nevela, even goes on the 1% of the nevela that has the chelav in it. A small percentage of the animal is chelav. So you can learn a kavachomer. Ma chelav shonushka. Chelav is mochomer and gil anashen. Chelav has kores. Chelav adam have kores. And Gid on Asher is a laugh. So Ma Chelav Shanishkar is Mutabano. It's included in the heter of Nevela, Kishutra, Nevela, Chelba Hutra included. So Gin Anasha, which is Ein Onish Kara, is a Kalbachaymer. That should also be included in the Hetam. Freg di Gemara, so why does Reb Shimon, the Tanah Reb Shimon holds that the Gid Anasha is also Bahana? So why doesn't he darshan a Kalbachaymer? So he says he's not so convinced which one is Machama and what. There's a Pircha. A Pircha means you're telling me that A is Machama and B. There's a din that seems to indicate that B is Machama and A. Either a din or a svara. So the Gemara says, Reb Shimon, the Asa, Reb Shimon holds Gid Anasha, is also Bahana. Why doesn't he hold from this Kalbachaymer of Rabbi Yosef Aglili that we just suggested? And for the Gemara, Ike Lemifrach, Malachelish, can Huta Mechlala Eitz Olchai. Huta Mechlala is a concept, is the term that appears in the Gemara in different places. What it means is the following. If you have a pasuk that says that something is Asur, but has an exception to the rule, sometimes it's Mutter, so that shows that it's a weaker Issa. Take, for example, Taisus asks, maybe Lo Sirtzach should be the Issa Lo Sirtzach, and the Aseres Hadibur is not to commit murder. Maybe Lo Sirtzach should be an Issa Kal, because Huta Mechlolai, that Bezin is allowed to give Misa's Bezin. So Taisus says, no, that's not called Huta Mechlolai. Lo Sirtzach is from the Gimel Averis HaChamuris. And we say, Harik Bal Yah, but nobody holds it, that's Huta Mechlolai. Why? Because once Bezin doesn't give the death penalty to anybody, to the Arba Mrs. Bezin, Skilis Harik Lechenik, Bezin doesn't administer the Mrs. Bezin until they make a Gmar Din L'misa. Once they make a Gmar Din L'misa, the Halacha says there is no Lav Lo Sirtzach, because the man is considered a man or the woman, whoever the person is who's getting the death penalty, is declared as a Garek Tila, the minute that they make the Gmar Din. Malkus is a Lav when Bezin gives Malkus. Malkus, there's a lav lo yosef pen yosef. You're not allowed to hit maka odemi, so you're not allowed to hit anybody. Malkus is huta michlolai. Because when Bezin makes a gmar din le malkus, you need a gmar din there too. But there is no concept that he's a gavak tila, and therefore there's no isa malkus. There is. The pasuk says, lo yosef pen yosef goes on the person who was nigmar din le malkus, that you're not allowed to hit him more than the Bezin decides. Bezin decides he deserves 39 malkus is the maximum. A lot of times people were afraid that they may die. So you don't give them 39 malchus. So you give only 3 malchus, 6 malchus. Has to come in units of 3. So sometimes you don't give so much. So the Torah says, even though he deserves malchus, lo yosef pen yosef, there's a lot. You're not allowed to give him more malchus than he deserves. So by misa, the person is a gabrik tila. So there's no isa lo sirtzach. So the lav lo sirtzach is not considered. It doesn't have a kula that it's huta mechlala. It's never huta mechlala. Either is a din bezin makam the anshin shaloi men adin. The din is that bezin has the right. The Gemara tells the story in Sanhedrin daf mem vav men aleph that someone rode on a horse on Shabbos. Riding horseback is only an isa derabbanan. It's not an isa deraisa. So when the Chachamim instituted that prohibition, you're not allowed to. Also, lyric about the suk zereshem yachtur zmar. You may break off her bench in order to whip the horse to encourage the horse that it should go faster. So it's only exera de rabbanon. So the Gemara says when they first made the exera, someone violated the exera. So in order to show that they really mean business, they put him to death. So the Gemara said that's the right that Bezin has. If it's lemigda milsa lohayra shal lemigda milsa. They have the right to give the death penalty or to give malchus to do if a person doesn't act a preetzus, even though it doesn't deserve malchus. Bezin has a right to give malchus. And if a person violates chilul Shabbos or Rabban, Bezin has a right to give misa. So why not say that the lav of, and there there's no gmar din, they don't make a gmar din, he's a gavrik tila. So the answer is no, that's not in principle. There's never a heter for the sirtzach. That's a din. Bez makam yanshin shalay min adin. That's a yotze min aklal. That's a yotze min aklal. But so that's not called huta mechlola. So when do you have something huta mechlola? So the Gemara says chaylev is huta mechlola and gid anasha is not huta mechlola. Why is chaylev huta mechlola? Because chaylev is only us and chaylev behema. Chaylev of a chaya. If you have some of the animals that are labeled as behemoths, some animals are labeled as chayas. There are a lot of differences between them. The din of osev es bino only applies to behema, doesn't apply to a chaya. Chaylev only applies to behema, doesn't apply to chaya. When you shecht, you have to give zvalo chayayim v'hakeva, the matonis, that's only by behema. What are the other differences? You're not allowed to mate the two together. Osev es bino. Gidam nasha applies to both. Gidam nasha applies to behema and chaya. There are differences between behema and chai. How do you determine what's a behema, what's a chai? So the Gemara says it depends on the shapes of the horns. That's a Dakas Dika thing. So the Gemara says that chaylev is huta mechlolai eitzel chaya, because it only applies to behema, doesn't apply to chaya. So would you say that basa b'cholev is also huta mechlolai if you hold that basa b'cholev that Bisar Chaya is only Basar B'cholov the Rabbanon, or Bisar Of? We assume that Of is only the Rabbanon. Of is only the Rabbanon. Basar B'cholov by Of. Is that called Huta Mechlolai? So Tesis explains in Chulin, on Daf, this day we learned Chulin. So Perik, Kol HaBasar, and Kuf Tezvav, Omid Beis, there is an important Tosfos, Yibamascha Kloy HaKerem, where Tosfos explains, Huta Mechlola only applies to Chelev, because first the Chumash says, Kol Chelev lo se Chelev, you're not allowed to eat Chelev. Then it spells it out and it says, Chelev shor kesaveis, spells it out later. But first it says, Kol Chelev lo se Chelev. Sounds like initially the prohibition is including Chelev Chai as well. Then we say that only sharkes of the is and chelav chay is mutter. So that's called huta mechlola. But by lesevashal gadiba chalev imai, when the prohibition is formulated in the chumash, it says from the very outset gidi. So the gidi means, according to the way we pass, gidi means to the exclusion of of, and maybe even to the exclusion of chaya. Chaya is a machlokes hatanaim, whether the raisa or the rabbanon. Stira and the Rambam, whether chaya is the raisa or the rabbanon. So that's the concept of huta mechlola. So a pircha means when you have a kal v'chomer, over here we say that chelev is clearly more chomer than gidan nasha, because chelev has kares, gidan nasha does not have kares. So if the Torah, you have a pasuk, according to Rabbi Yosef Glida, the pasuk says chelev nevela chelev trefe yosa l'chol malacha, means that chelev is muta b'hano. So once you have a pasuk, chelev is muta b'hano, means kishuchu nevela. Not only the part of the animal that only has nevela is mutter, even the part that has an additional iser, even the chelev of the nevela is also awesome. So then Rabbi Yosef Glili will make a, that's how the Gemara suggests, we'll make a kal v'chomer. If chelev has kares and it's included in the heter kshutra nevela, the chelev is mutter, kal v'chomer the gin anasha should be included in the heter hanoah, because it doesn't have kares. So Shimon holds, there's a pirche here. Who says that chelev is machomer? On the one hand, chelev is more chomer than gidan asher, because chelev has kares. On the other hand, gidan asher is more chomer than chelev, because it's never huta mechlolai. It's never huta mechlolai, because the Torah defines what's gidan asher. It never says it's mutter, and it never says an iser stam, and then it says an exception to the rule. It formulates the prohibition of gidan asher. By oifus, there's no din of gidan asher. Gidan asher only applies to behemah, v'chay, and doesn't apply to of. Whole discussion in the Gemara, exactly why. Why maybe sometimes it would apply to an oaf. If the oaf would have a gidan asher, that would be ogul. Maybe it would apply to a sofik and a baya, the lay of shita in the Gemara. So that's what Rab Shimon will say, that there's a pircha here. Pircha means who says that A is more chomer than B? It's not so obvious. Maybe B is more chomer than A. So the whole kavachaimah falls apart. So that's why Reb Shimon is entitled to his opinion, that he thinks that Gidan Asher is Taka Asab Ana, and he doesn't hold from this kavachaimah. Shimon holds, Zika Lemifrach, there's a pircha. Malach Ebshken Hutem Echlola Eitzol Chai, Tamei Begit Shal Hutem Echlola Eitzol Chai. So that's the machlokes satanai. So then the Gemara asked, Michdi, so we just finished the whole Gemara. Michti osvinu kol hani kroi. We asked all the kashas and all the psuke mishaninu, and we answered all the kashas. Every time the pasuk says something, as osa bachila, ev menachai, shrotzim, dam, nevela, trefa, kiranoshe, chelev, everything that's osa bachila, we say everything is mutabano. So So we answered all the kashas. Chizkiya v'Rabbi Bo b'may pligi. So what are they fighting about? They all agree halacha l'maisa. Bottom line, the Gemara says they're arguing about these two. Chametz b'Pesach aliba de Rabbanon, meaning against Rabbi Yisakli. Rabbi Yisakli holds chametz b'Pesach is muta b'hanra, and all the other Tanaim disagree. Or Shoran Niskal ebidku the dibri hakol. Shoran Niskal, there is no machlekes Tanaim. Everybody agrees Shoran Niskal is also b'hanra. Everybody agrees Shoran Niskal is also b'hanra. Shoran Niskal is only a shor shaharag es ha'adam. You have a din by Mishka Behema. It says that you give skila. Shoran Niskal is not only shor shaharag es ha'adam, but if an animal was involved in Mishka Behema, also says that it gets the death penalty. Would you say also that it's also Bahano when the Bezin makes the Gemara Din? So Tosfos has a machlokes Balei HaTosfos about that. In Maseches Zvachim, there's a perek HaTa'arugas that starts with the letter Chof. Kol HaZvachim Shenis Avru. We told you about that. So in the first daf, in perek Kol HaZvachim Shenis Avru, the Tosfos referred to it as perek HaTa'arugas. So the Tosfos quotes a machlokes whether Shor HaNiskal of Mishka Behema is also Asa Bahano. And they say, it's a Pella, how can it be a Balatosis who says that it's Mutta Bahano? It's a Beferishi Gemara there in Zvachim. They say they forgot the Gemara, black on white, that just like a Shor HaNiskal, Shor HaRegas HaAdam is Asa Bahano, Sokka Sokcha Vala Yochel as Bisara, and the Gemara explains even Shachta, Asabano, Asabachila, Asabano. So the same is true by Yeshua Shenigma Din Alamisa because he was involved in Mishka Behema. Also, the din is that it's a Shor HaNiskal, he's supposed to give Skila, and the Gemara Din makes it Asabano as well. That's what Tosafot points out, it's a Beferish Gemara as well. So the Gemara is, okay. So the Gemara says, so what's the Machla Yechizke Rabba Bo? So they're arguing by Chometz b'Pesach aliba de Rabbanon who don't accept Rabbi Yisakli holds mutamano. Shoaniska aliba de Dibri Hakol. Shoaniska there's no machlokes. Everybody agrees that it is osamano. So that's what they argue. Chizkiya nafik le'milo ye'yachil because of the way the grammatical form of the verb. Rabbi Paul nafik le'minadela. Rabbi Paul says it's based on kamak mishenem aliyachil osach l'osach. So Gemara says it's still bottom line. There's no difference. So Michda Bein Lamar, Bein Lamar, Asur, and Ba'anah. Bottom line, both Chizkiya, Rabbi Bo, they say the same thing, that there are two Macholas Asuris, Shor HaNiskal, and Chametz B'Pesach HaMacholas Asuris, that are also Ba'anah. And they both say the same thing, that they're also Ba'anah. So Michda Bein Lamar, Bein Lamar, Asur, and Ba'anah. My Ben, I said, what's the difference? Mar said, Ike Benai, Chulim Bazar. What's the Shad Chizkiya, Sover, Lo, Ye, Yochel, and Muti Hani. Lo, because of the grammatical form lo yeyachel that appears by Shor HaNiskal, lo yachel as b'sara and by chametz b'pesach, that's how I know that they're also b'anah. And the pasuk that says by treifa la kelav tashlichan also. So I don't need that word also la kelav tashlichan also atamashlecha kelav yatamashlecha kelav chametz b'pesach. And Shor HaNiskal, I don't need a drasha also to exclude Chametz b'Pesach and Shor HaNiskal because I have the grammatical form lo yeyachel. So why does it say also? So also must be also atamashlech lekelev treifa is mutabano the atamashlech chulam azor lekelev. So according to Chizkiya, chulam azor is also mano min ator. And according to Rabbi Bo, no, I need a pasuk. Hakelav tashlichan also, also atamashlech hakelav, yatamashlech hulin, yatamashlech, again. The Gemara said, that's the difference. Igemenai hulin bazara. Chizkiya sovel lo yeochel muti hani, the grammatical form lo yeochel, excludes, tells me that chometz b'pesach and Shor HaNiskal aros v'anor. Why does it say, hakelav tashlichan also, by the treifa? Also, Lemut Chulam Azar. The Chulam Azar is an Isha Deraisa. Rabbi Bosa, but no. Also, Lemut Hani. Kelav Tashlichan also only Treifa Yefi Tere Kelav. but chulin, but chametz bet pesach when shar niska you not allowed to feed to the kelim. And chulin mazar could be that it's lav deraisin din. It could be that it's only derabam. Fine. So that could be then afkamin alocha lemais. That's the end of this Gemara. Now the Gemara says another Tanoim and Amaraim had a different mocker for all of these dinim. That all these Suri Achila, basically the same as Rabba Bo, but a different Yalfus. Gemara says, Yosef Hahumi Rabbanon, one of the Talmidim. Yosef Hu Rabbanon, Kamei de Reb Shmuel Banachmeni. Yosef Kamei Mishmei de Rishu Balevi. One of the Talmidim says over in the name of his Rebbe, Avort, in the presence of his Rebbe, he tells over something in the name of Rabbi Shem Halevi. Minayin l'chol Yisurim Shabbat Torah. V'chiheichad Asurim B'achil Al-Khanam Yasurim Anah. What is called Yisurim Shabbat Torah? It means two. Chometz B'Pesach and Shah Niskal. That's all. How do you know that those two are Rosh Hashanah? Because all the others are the Ferish and Pasuk that is Mutta. Dam, and Eiv Menachai, and Chodosh, and Truma, and Nazir. Everything had a Pasuk. Everything else is Mutta B'Hano. So the whole Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah is these two. Chometz B'Pesach and Shah Niskal. How do you know that the Rosh Hashanah? My new Chometz B'Pesach Shah Niskal, these two. Minayin, how do you know? So the Gemara, Minayin, typically Meloye Yochel. Lo yeyachel, that grammatical form of the verb. So he says, lo yeyachel isachila mashmalei. Rabbi Shimon Levi, the student, this Ha'um Rabbon is saying, oh, my name is Rabbi Shimon Levi, he doesn't hold from that drasha. Lo yeyachel. Rabbi Shimon Levi probably lived in Eretz Yisrael. I think Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni maybe lived in Bavel. So this Talmud came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, maybe. He's telling over something in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi. So they're asking the Talmud, what do you need a new pasuk for? Just learn it out from the fact that it says lo yeyachel. Shmuel Malevi doesn't hold from that. Then the Gemara says, typically minivela, says manivela, gerish avshach d'nar b'chala machala nochri. I need a pasuk to say that nevela is mutabana, otherwise it would have been aser. So don't you see from that pasuk, Rabbi Boaz Klal, kol mach mishlema lo yeyachel asachlu, echad isra hanor b'mashma. The Gemara says, no, sovala kerebuta. He can't learn it out from that pasuk. He holds dvarim kichsavim. That pasuk isn't really needed to tell me that the pasuk isn't really needed to tell me that nevela is mutabah. No, pasuk tells me you're not permitted to give a matan schinam. You're not permitted to give a matan schinam to anochi. Dvarim kichsavim. Then the Gemara says, all right, isova lekerabude. If Rabbi Shimon Malevi thinks like the Tana Rabbi Yudah, the Dvarim Kichsavam, that you're not allowed to give a matan schinam, typically meich the nafchle the Rabbi the makelp tashlichon also atamash lachel of atamash lachol isurish kol isurim Shabbat Torah from the word also. So he says don't help from that either. Rabbi Shimon Malevi doesn't learn from that because of chulam azara there isa. So he needs the also atamash lach to tell you that Chulam Azara is also Bachil and also Bano, but he holds it that Pasuk also doesn't go on Shoah Nisko and on Chometz B'Pesach. So Minayin, so how does he know what is an alternative? Not like Chizkia and not like Rebbe Abohu, because he doesn't hold from either. So Rebbe Shimon Malevi holds a new mocker to tell me that Shoah Nisko and Chometz B'Pesach are also Bano. What's the new mocker? Minayin. Yechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, usually a chatas is nechal to zichri kuna yom v'laylo at chatzos. He's supposed to eat it. And kohanim, the Gemara has a losh in kohanim, achlam abaylam miskaprim, the zichri kuna. Let's say truma may be eaten by a baskoin, but the chaz of the shok, When you bring a shlamim to the Beis Hamikdash, you give the chaz b'shok to the kohen. The rest of the shlamim is the baila meat, and they invite whoever they want, the Jewish people who are tahor, to eat the rest of the shlamim. But the chaz b'shok you have to give to the kohanim. So it says this: murmehem keretzabehem al shom murm nachal kohanim l'shneim levneim liavdem. You can give it to the children of the kohen. You can give it to the bas kohen, but the chatos and the osham and the shari hamincha, those are kochi kochim. The kochi kochim is only an echad to zichri kuhuna in the azara. Kochi mekalim, this chazib is shokab, the kochi mekalim is echal in Yerushalayim. So it's nechal to a baskoyin also. Hey, menushem, evneim. we have Dain. Yeah. But Chatas and the Osham and the Mincha, Shiari HaMincha, that's Kach Kach Mazol and Echav Tizichri Kuhuna. And only in the Azar, because Kohanim Ochel Mebailim Miskarpim, eating it is considered like an Avoida. Just like when the Kohanim do the Avoida, so it makes the Korban kosher, and the Bailim get the Kapara, so eating the Korban has to be eaten only in the Azara, and only Zichri Kuhuna, because a Bas Kohen can't be Makar of Korbanus. So the Bas Kohen is not allowed to eat the Kochi Kochim, because eating the Kochi Kochim is like an Avoida. It's like Hakrova. Kohanim Ochel Mebailim Miskarpim. So that then only applies by achatos achitzoina. Achatos, that you do the zvikas adam, on the mizbech achitzon, a mizbach ha'oilo. Once in a while you have achatos primis, kol achatos ha'shiv, and medoim ala kodesh panima. Sometimes on Yom Kippur, you have achatos, you do the zvikas adam inside. Or the pasuk includes two kinds. There's achatos primis, where you do the zvikas adam, on Yom Kippur, you do the Zrikas Adam in the Kodesh of Kadashim in front of the Kaporis, in front of the Orem, by Shvishan, there was an Orem. By Sheni, the Orem wasn't there, so they did it in front of the Evan Shesia. Then they did Zrikas Adam in front of the Paroches, and then they did Zrikas Adam on the Mizbech HaPnimi. And then there's another din included in this pasuk, if by mistake you have a Chatas Chitzayna, and the Kohenim, instead of doing Zrikas Adam on the Mizbech HaChitzon, if by mistake they took the din in Shalaikidin, they took the dam into the Hechal, so the whole korban becomes puzzle. So the Kohanim do not eat it. So it says, what does it say there in the pasuk? It says, Shein Tamalama by HT Sarif. This was on the Yom Shmini Lemiluim. This was all said on, I think, on the Yom Shmini Lemiluim. What does it say? What happened on the Shmini Lemiluim? Sira Chatos Darosh Darash Moshe Behinei Sorof. On the Shmini Lemiluim was Rosh Chodesh, the Shivas Me'amiluim, when Moshe Rabbeinu completed the construction of the Mishkan. So the Shivas Me'amiluim were the last 7 days in Chodesh Adar. And starting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, every day, each one of the Nisim of the Yud Be'Shvatim brought special karbanos for Chanukas HaMishkan. So the Shmini Le'amiluim was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So there was a Sawyer Nachshon, Rashi says. Nachshon Bar Menahadav was a Nasi for Shevet Yehuda. He brought the first day. Every day a different Nasi brought. Then there was a Sawyer Rosh Chodesh. And what was the third Sawyer? I forgot already. I think there was a third Sawyer. I forgot already the Chumash. So Rashi's, so the Pasuk says, Sirachatos, Darash Darash Moshe, Vehinei Sorof, they had burnt it. So Rashi writes over here, which was the one, Vehinei Sorof, Pesoyer Nachshon, and Parsha Shmini. Tosfos is Masigan Rashi. Pirish Rashi, here the Tosfos Dichsiv. Pirish Rashi, which Sawyer was Nisraf? On Shmini Lemiluim, which Sawyer was Nisraf? So Nachshon Tosfos said it's not correct. Toras Kohanim and the Sifra and that Pasuk says Beferish does not in Sawyer Nachshon. It's on the Sawyer Rosh Chodesh. How do you know? Because it says, we also know Samachem Mechaper al Ho'edo. So that's the Sawyer Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper Oven, al Tumas Migdash Bekadoshov. But the Sawyer Nachshon is not a Kapoyer. Sawyer Nachshon, the Gemara says, is like an oilo. Just like an oilo is not Mechaper on Averis. So the Sawyer Nachshon was, it was Korv as Achatos, but it wasn't for any specific Averis. You were Makrev as Achatos, but it wasn't the Mechaper al Ho'edo. So you see from the Psukim that the one that was Nisraf was not the Sawyer Nachshon, it was the Sawyer Rosh Chodesh. So at that time, the Rebbe Shalom said, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron why Moshe Rabbeinu got upset. Why did they burn the chatzah? They didn't take the dam. If they would have brought the dam ala kodesh pnima, achatas chitzayna, that by mistake he took it in lifnim, is nisraf. But it wasn't brought in bipsul. And even though they were oinanim, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says, that's when I was nitztave. Baninos Yakrivua, even though Nadav Avihu died that day, and Aaron or Banav were all onanim, so they were told that they should eat it. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu got upset, and he says, why didn't they eat it? So Aaron argues, and he says, no, you were told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though a Kohen Gadol is makrovainen, but is ein oicheloinen, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to eat karbonis in the state of aninus, you were told that the soya nachshon may be eaten by aninus. That's the Hayro Asha. That was once in the history of the world. Once in the history of the world. 12 days. First 12 days. And Chodesh Nissan, so each Nasi of the Shevet brought a different set of karbanas. So Moshe Rabbeinu was told for those karbanas that were once in the history of the world, the first 12 days of Chodesh Nissan, Baninas Yachlu, they should eat it. They were only onanim on the first day. They buried, Nadav Avihu were buried, and then they were, the next day they were not onanim. So that Hayro Ashur was for one day, the first day of the 12 days of Chodesh Nissan. The first 12 days, each one of the Nisim brought separate karbanos l'chanukah samishkan. So the first day, they were all oinanim, so they were told they should baninis yachlu. But they weren't told that about the Soi Rosh Chodesh. Soi Rosh Chodesh is a korban l'doris. It's not a Hayro Ashur. And we have a klal. We learn out the whole Torah Shebaal Peh, you learn out all the dinim have to fit into one big system. So you learn out midin echad l'chaveiro. Let's say in the Chumash, it tells us, Shorbar, Mav, and Hever, Abravus, Nezikin. So the Gemara says, whatever is sufficiently similar to the Av is a Tolda and has the exact same din. That's called a Mamatzino. Whatever is sufficiently similar has the same din. And the Gemara will always learn out. Let's say it says, Ateshitim Omdim by the Mishkan. So because it's a din by the Mishkan, Ateshitim Omdim, Keder Kedilosom, you use the Karsha HaMishkan, you don't put them upside down the opposite way from the way they grew. You don't put them sideways. It has to be keder kedilosam. So we learn from there the din that when you hold the lulav and the esrog, it has to be keder kedilosam. Whenever the Torah has a din by one of the 613 mitzvahs, but all the 613 mitzvahs fit into one big pattern, so we assume the din applies to any other mitzvah that's sufficiently similar. That's what a mamatzino is all about. Mamatzino is the most often used nida in the Gemara. That's what the Gemara has a lashon. Kala tarukula is really medama milsa le milsa. Medama milsa le milsa is mamatzino. A case comes up. So we have a lot of cases in the Gemara. So the case that came up is more similar to this case in the Gemara than that case in the Gemara. You have to analyze what's unique about these cases. And when you have to analyze based on the nature of the din. You don't just analyze superficially. Let's say I have a lot of svarim on the table. So some of the svarim have a black cover, some of them have a brown cover, some of them have a blue cover. So I'm going to say all the svarim that have the blue covers are the same. It's not true. One is a Chumash, one is a Mishnah, one is a Gemara. You say all the svarim that have a brown cover are related to each other. Not true. They're different svarim. You can't say by size. All the big svarim are related, all the small svarim. Not true. Sometimes you have a big Chumash and a small Gemara. Sometimes you have a big Gemara and a small Chumash. You can't tell by big or small. You have to look inside to see what the teichen of the sefer is. These are gemaras, so these are similar. These are mishnayos, those are similar. These are chumashim, so those are similar. So whenever you want to be medama milsa le milsa, you have to see is it more similar to this or more similar to that. But medama milsa le milsa, mamatzino, that's the most often used midah. Today, we don't know how to use klal prat, v'shoye b'chlal, yotzman ha'klal. We don't know how to darshan these things. Okay. We don't have any traditions on Gzeirah Shavah, but the only meat that we know how to function with today is a mamatzino and a kavachema. Kavachema is a mamatzino with icing on top of it. That's a kasha, in fact. Prima Gordon quotes that kasha from Sfardish Achreinim. Prima Gordon was a Galatiana, and he lived in Germany, but he was not a Sfardi. But he quotes a lot from Sfardish at times. So he quotes from the Sfardish Achreinim, I bothered with the kasha. Why do you need two different midas? One is mamatzina, one is kalvachemer. Every kalvachemer is a mamatzina with icing on top. Not only is it similar, it's even more so. It's a kalvachemer that it should be so. But even if it wouldn't have been a kalvachemer, it would have been a mamatzina. So some rishayim hold that the where is in the list, Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, v'shlosh esim minas atar nidreshes behem, which one of the midas is mamatzina? So some achrayim hold Some Rishonim, Achrenim hold, Mamatzina is included in the Midah of Kalachayma. It's the same Midah. So you can't ask Akash, what do you need a Midah of Kalachayma? Every Kalachayma is always a Mamatzina. It's the exact same Midah. But other Rishonim hold that the Midah of Mamatzinu is really Binyanav. Binyanav. Binyanav means, for example, the first daf in Soita, the Gemara says, whatever it says in the Chumash, the word aid, ayin dalid, it means a pair of aid. It means two witnesses. It does mean one witness. It means shnai. The Gemara proves it because the same word appears in Chumash in different places. We assume that there's unity in the Chumash, that the one author, the Rabban Shalom, is the author of the whole Chumash. He dictated the whole Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word and letter for letter. So when he dictated the word aid, if in one place there has the meaning that pair of aidim, so whenever the word aid appears, come up mishanema aid, it always means that you have a pair of aidim. Unless it said the perish aid echad, the yokam aid echad, the ish. If it says aid echad, is one. But if it just says the word aid, since in one place it has the meaning of shnayim, it always has like that. So that's what a binyanav means. So we assume just like there's a binyanav, there's unity in the chumash, in the style, in the language, that the same word has the same connotation whenever it appears. So too, there's unity in ideas. They're all the dina fit into one big system, one big pattern. So then you darshan midinechad lachaveiro. You medam and milsa the milsa. So then you have a kasha. If you hold that the midah of mamatzinu told the same kayotzebem, let's say by Abba, Abbas, and Zikin. There's no pasuk to say that there's a din of toldus. Told the same kayotzebem is based on mamatzinu. Mamatzinu, Karen is kabanasa lahazik, af. Negicha, Revitza, Deita, Neshicha, everything's coming also lahazik, so Pesach, Hatzinezik has the same dinim. Why? Because if it's sufficiently similar, it has the same dinim. So that's, so Mamatzinu is based on the, if one should assume, that's a machlokes and Rishonim, if one should assume Mamatzinu is based on the midah of Binyanav, that just like there's unity in the style of the Chumash, that the word aid, that the words have the same connotation whenever they appear. So too, there's unity in ideas that everything blends in together. All the dinim have to fit into one big pattern. So that's the kasha that Achreinim ask. Why do you need a midah of kalvachem? Every kalvachem is a mamatzina with icing on top. So even without the icing on top, it would have also been a good midah. So the Prima Gadim has a whole essay. He gives you a whole complicated answer. What do you need the midah of kalvachem for? So again, over here, So the Gemara has a klal. The Gemara has a klal that appears in the Chumash that Aaron HaKohen brought to the attention of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayiktzaf al Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu got upset al Alozav Yisomer b'nei Aharon. Why they burnt the chatos? Why did they burn the chatos? They should have eaten it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed me that you should eat the chatos today on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, despite the fact that they're all owning him. So Aaron argues and he says, no, you were told an exception to the rule. Kain Godel is makrivainen ve'ein o'echaloinen and not allowed to eat banina. So you were told an exception to the rule on chatos nachshon. That's a hoira shah. Once in the history of the world, for 12 days, the first 12 days of Chanukah Hanesim. First 12 days of Chodesh Nisan, they bring a carbon. But you weren't told this or that to Soi Rosh Chodesh. Soi Rosh Chodesh is a regular carbon, a din l'doris. And doris misho lo yafinu. You learn out all the dinim fit into one big pattern, means if they're all dinim l'doris, so all the tayag mitzvahs atar that are noig l'doris fit into one big mosaic, one big system. But if you have something as a hirasho, that's a yotzei min haklal. So you can't learn that midinach lachaveiro. You were told only that the soy and nachshon we should eat banidus. You were never told that we should eat the soy rosh chodesh, and the korban that they burnt was the soy rosh chodesh. Yeah, Taisus points out that it was wrong. It was shaloi kedin that they burnt it. The bottom Taisus quotes that din kol shepsula begufa. If you have a korban, they quote a gemara in Pesachim. You see where it says lekamon pei beis. If you have a carbon that becomes pigol, that becomes noisa, that becomes tame, it says psula begufa. The besaha carbon has a psul, pigol noisa tame, a yotza. I took it out of the azara, I took it out of Yerushalayim, it became pasul. So tisarif meyat, so you burn it right away. That's a pasuk, you burn it. If it's bedama bebailim, let's say the carbon per se doesn't have any psul at all. but the dam is nishpach on the floor, and you never did drikas adam. So the carbon can't be kosher, but it's not pasul yet. You don't have any more dam. You did kabbalas adam, and you spilled all the dam on the floor, and there's no dam to be zorek. Or let's say the only ones who can eat it are bnei Aaron hakoyanim, and they're all on in him because their brother died. They're all on in him. So whenever there's a carbon that you can't eat, b'dam u'b'baylim, you can't eat it because the dam spilled on the floor. But the carbon per se is not really pasul yet. Or b'baylim, the baylim can't eat it. The baylim became tameh. Or the baylim are on in him. They can't eat it. So then the din is to u'b'tzirasa, v'yetze lebeis ha'sreifa. You have to keep it overnight. U'b'tzur means you leave it till tomorrow morning, and then it'll become nifsal belina. So then it becomes nifsal begufo, and then you burn it. So here, they burn, yeah.
But when they took it out to be sorefit, then it was nifsal begufo. So then you have to burn it outside.
When they took it out of what? Where'd they take it out
when from? They took it out of the klayim, meaning once they took it out of the azara, now it's pasul begufo, so now they do have to burn it.
I don't know, did they take it out of the klayim? The Gemara says later that when you have when you have kachi kachim, every carbon has a makam. So if it's kachi kachim, every carbon has a makam in azman. So the more mekudish it is, kachi kachim, more mekudish than kachim kam. So more mekudish, it's more sensitive. So the zman is more restrictive. The chatos and the osham and the mincha is kachi kachim al necho yom balayla. At chatzos med the rabban, but yom balayla. If it's a shlamim, it's necho shnei yamim v'layla echad, because it has a bigger zman, because only kachim kalim. And the kachi kachim has a more restricted makam. The makam is the azara. And the kachim kalim and the makam is Yerushalayim. So if you have a kachi kachim that became pasul, pigul, noisar, then you're supposed to burn it in the azara. You're not supposed to burn it outside. So the pashtus is that they didn't take it outside. They burnt it in the azara. So Moshe Rabbeinu got upset. So Rashi says they burnt it kedin. Rashi writes the second line from the bottom. They burnt it kedin because they burnt it. They burnt it shaloi kedin. They weren't supposed to burn it. When and the psula is bebailim because the bailim hein yikreni kaila yachalti chatos hayom. Aaron says I'm an oinen. I'm not allowed to eat baninus. You're right, the soya nachshon, you were told that we should eat baninus. And the shori hamincha, that was a korban hayrasha, we should eat it baninus. But the soya rash chedesh, that's a korban ladaris, a daris misho loyafinim. That's the midrash atarnid reshes by him only go to learn at midinech lachavero. All the taryak dinim in the Torah that are noig ladaris all fit into a pattern. But if something is hayrasha, means it's an exception to the rule, it doesn't fit into the pattern. So then he's not supposed to eat baninus. So they weren't supposed to eat it, but they should have waited till the next morning to burn it. That's called tu'ubat tzurasa, then the yetze the beis asreifa. That's a question when you need ibur tzura. If it's a kachi kachim and you leave it till tomorrow morning, then it'll be nipsa belina. So then the basar has a psul begufay. What if it's a kachim kalim? What if it's a kachim kalim and it's nechle shnei yamim v'laylechad? So if you wait till tomorrow morning, that's good enough. But it's not nifsal belina if you wait till tomorrow morning. So ibu tzura just means you wait till tomorrow morning and then you have a right to burn it even though there's no psul begufay. Or means no, ibu tzura by kachi kachim is a psul begufa. But if it's kachim kalim, you gotta wait more than ibu tzura. So that's a discussion Tosfos says on the last daf of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Yeah.
So once it's Ibur Tzura, meaning if it's Kachi Kachim, even if it's Ibur Tzura, they have to burn it in the Azara, or then they can take it out?
No. Then you're supposed to burn, when it's Pasul, then you're supposed to burn it in the Azara.
So then what's the Lashon Yotzi Lebeis Asreifa? That makes it sound like by Yom Kippur, that they take it out of Yerushalayim.
Yeah, there's a paradox of a din. On Yom Kippur, mitzvah sebekach. Everything is done by Hechsher. So whenever it's a din, it's chatas hanisrefes, so then the srefe is chutzla gimel machnas. When the srefe is because it became pasul, then the srefe has to be in the azor. One would have thought the reverse. Whenever the srefe is kim mitzvah, then the Sreifa should be done in the Azor, like being makd around the Mizbech. Whenever the Sreifa is Shaloike Din, then you should do it Chutz Lazor. So the Din is Faket. Whenever the Sreifa is Shaloike Mitzvah, say, whenever it's Nisra, because it's Puzzle, Pigal Noisa, I don't know, Tommy, you should take out, shouldn't leave it in the Azor, but Pigal Noisa, the Sreifa is Shaloike Mitzvah, so then you're supposed to burn it in the Azor. Yeah. Okay, here, take a look. 8 lines from the top of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. Kidder Reb Shimon, the Tanya Reb Shimon Omer. That is 6, 8 lines from the top. Shimon Omer, Bakodesh Beishti Sarv Liman Al Chatos, Shesarv Fanosa Bakodesh. You burn it in the Azor. If it's possible, you burn it in the Azor. Ein Yala Zubel Vad, maybe it's only Chatos. How do you know Psuli Kochi Kochim? How do you know an Osham? How do you know a Mincha? Other Kochi Kochim. Emuri Kochim Kalim. The Emurim of Kachim Kalim have the status of Kachi Kachim. Emurim of Kachim Kalim. Let's say I'll take the Emurim Chutz Lazar, then I'll bring it back in. It's Nifsal B'yotzei, just like Kachi Kachim, and you're not allowed to burn it on the Mizbech. It's a Yotzei is puzzle. So you burn it on the floor. You have to have a Beit Zasreifa there in the Azara. But you only burn in the Azara Psule Kachi Kachim or Emuri Kachim Kalim, which are also Kachi Kachim. Right, that's the Gemara. So what does the Gemara say? Nachamo. So there was Ahumi Rabbanu. Let's go again. Ahumi Rabbanu. There was a student who was telling over from Rabbi Shua Balevi. I think Rabbi Shua Balevi lived in Eretz Yisrael. So he's telling over to the Chachmei Bavel. The Bible was written in Bavel. He's telling over in the presence of Rabbi Shmuel Ben Achmeni. And then Rabbi Shua Balevi. How do you know Kol Yisrael? What do Kol Yisrael Shua? But there are these two. That's the whole deal. That's what we're talking about. How do you know that these two, my nihu, which are the two we're talking about, Chomiz B'Pesach, Shah Niskal, how do you know it's also Banu? So the Gemara says, well, like Chizkiah. No, Shulam Alebi doesn't like Chizkiah's comment about Yei Ochel. He doesn't believe in that. So learn it out from the Pasuk, Keshutra Nevela, learn it out from the Pasuk. This says, Agerish HaBizachot Tetnan Abachalam Ochel Anochri. Need a Pasuk to say that Nevela is Mutta Banu. Otherwise, you would have thought it's also Banu. He doesn't hold like that. He holds like Rav Yehuda, Dvarim Kichsovam. The Pasuk comes not to teach you that Nevela is Mutabana. I would have known it's Mutabana anyway. The Pasuk is needed to tell me that you're not allowed to give a Nochri b'matana. A Matas Chinam. You're not allowed to give a Matas Chinam to the Nochri. Tosi says, what do you need to psukim? Dvarim Kichsovam, the same as saying Loisa Chanim. So Tosi explains there in Avodah Zarah Daf Chav. It would never have occurred to us to interpret the Pasuk Lo Sichaneim on 3 levels of interpretation. True, you have a, sometimes the Gemara quotes a Pasuk in Tehillim Achaz Dibur Elokim Shtayim Zu Shamayti. You have one Pasuk, can have more than one interpretation. You can have a Pasuk that has 3 interpretations. Lo Sichaneim, Loshen Chanoya, Lazitlam Chanoya Bekarka, Lo Sichaneim, Loshen Chen, Liyisichem Enechem. But this one, Lo Sichaneim, not to give a matas chinam, this bit they would never have thought about that. But now that you have the pasuk by Nevela, Rav Yehuda says he gets the impression that only like that, to give a matana to the Nochri, you're not allowed to. So that ticked him off that he should read loisachanim, that there's a lav. If you just learn that from this pasuk, so you're not allowed to, but there's no lav. Once you say that pasuk, this leads him to darshan, a 3rd level of interpretation on the pasuk losachanim, and all 3 are quoted in the Yeridaya. The 3 levels of interpretation in the pasuk of losachanim, all 3 are accepted. Nachamo. So this Talmud is saying over from Yishevulev, he doesn't hold from Chizkiah's drush, doesn't hold from Reb Abo's drush, because he holds like Reb Yudit, that the Dvarim Kichsovam, and he doesn't hold from Lakel of Tashlichan also. Also, after Mashlach HaKelev, yet also Kel Tashlichon also says by Trefa. So we darshan also after Mashlach yet the Mashlach Shari Suri Achila. It goes on Chomiz Bet Pesach and Shoah Nisko. This Rabbi Shimon Levi doesn't hold like that because he holds you need also after Mashlach to tell you that Chulam Bazar is their Raisa. So how does he know that there's such a klal that should cover the 2 cases of Chomiz Bet Pesach and Shoah Nisko? To tell you like Rabbi Bo, that whenever something is asa b'achila, in principle, should be asa b'ano. It's only relevant for 2. Whenever something is asa, all the other 10 things are asa b'achila, they're mutabano. the dam and the ev menachai and the yayin for the nazir and the truma, everything under the sun, atzabachila mutabano, that's an exception to the rule. And the rule only goes on two. How does he know the rule? So he learns it out from a gantz in a different pasuk. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying over all the dinim. Why did they burn sirachatas darosh darash Moshe Rabbeinu ate so rough? Vayiktzof, he got upset. So the pasuk says, Chalchatas shivim edam ala kodesh penima, for HT Sarif. Ain't Tamalama Besh Tisar. Why does it say Besh Tisarif? Ma Tamalama Besh Tisar. And when you're the goof in the Chsidi in a Sarif, it says that they burnt, it says that they burnt the Chatas on the Shmini Limeluim. Moshe Rabbeinu asks, why did you burn it? Ain't Luhuv is Dama La Kurdish Pnima. It's not from the Chatos HaPnimis, and it wasn't the Chatas Chitzana that by mistake the Dam was taken inside. So you see from that pasuk, v'hinei sorov. So you see that's supposed to burn it. They burnt it incorrectly. They burnt it on the same day. Taisa said they should have, since it's bedama b'bailam, it should have really required tuba tzurasa. Should have really waited till the next day to burn it. So that was not correct. They did shaloi kedin, Taisa points out. But you see that it's kedin that you're not supposed to eat it. Yeah. Ichsi v'hinei sorov. So why does it say, v'ishti sorov, I don't need it legufo to tell me the chatos shiva medam al kodesh penima beish tisor because I have the whole story in chumash. The sirah chatos darash v'inei sorav veiktsayif, and he got angry and he said ein lehuvas dam al kodesh penima. So why did they burn it? So you see, from that person, whatever's huvas dam al kodesh penima, it's b'sreifa. So why do you need beish tisor? The main winyan, so Rashi says on the top of the next daf, the main winyan the gufo tenei winyan the davar acher. This is one of the midrash atar nedvesh hespem. That's what Rashi says. The Chachamim were given the ability to darshan psukim, the Torah Shabbat Peh. They have the right to darshan psukim. So one of the midrash hatan adreshes behem is if you have a pasuk that's really unnecessary, it's telling you something that you know already, so why is it repeated? It's redundant. So main when you're the gufo, today when you're the davaracha. So here the pasuk says, I already have a pasuk by the Shmini Lemiluim. So, anything that's asav achila should be tisarif. What does it mean? No, it doesn't mean by ish tisarif. It doesn't mean that you have to burn it. What shall I best? You have to burn it? No. No, I don't need a pasuk to tell me chata shuv midoma. Ala kodesh penim is bisreifa. I know it from the pasuk in Shmini. So that pasuk is ain uinyan legufa. Tenei uinyan. It tells me in ganzen a different din. The kol yisurim shabbatera and quotation marks only goes on two. Chametz but pesach and sharaniska. Kol yisurim shabbatera arasa bahano. Kol yisur achila arasa bahano. Then the Gemara asks, that's what the Pasuk tells me. Is that what it comes to tell me? That only Kodesh, only Bakodesh B'Sreifa, and Kodesh from Shabbatar B'Sreifa, that Sharan Niskan Chamez B'Pesel, you don't need Sreifa. It's just that it's also Bachil, also Banah. That Pasuk tells me, I'm a boy by the Kid Reb Shimon, that whenever you have Psule Kotchi Kotchim, you have to burn it in the Azara, not. But Kodesh Beish Tisarif, that Sreifa only applies to the Surah Hano of Hegdish. It doesn't apply to the Surah Hano of Shara Niskal. The Chomis Bet Pesel only applies to Hegdish. No. Reb Shimon, but Kodesh Beish Tisarif, Liman Achatish Sarif Masa, Bakodesh. It goes on the Mokama Sreifa. It doesn't go Korbanus, only Korbanus. It goes on the Mokama Sreifa. And for the The student was telling over in the presence of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeini a drasha that he heard from Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi. So he asks him this kasha, your whole drasha is not always gehalten, because that pasuk, Bakodesh Beish Tisarif, isn't telling us that you only have a din of sreifa on pigal noisatome, only on karbonis. No, Bakodesh goes on the location where you burn. Where do you burn pasul or karbonis? You burn it in the location of the azara. You burn it in the Azar. So the Gemara says, it doesn't go what you're telling me, that the din of Sreifa is restricted only to the Karbonis. It tells me a totally different thing. So what did the Gemara say? Amale. So the Rabbi Shmuel Bar Achmeni tells the student, your Rebbe Rabbi Yonason learned from a different pasuk. You tell me, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Levi, is drasha, there's something fishy here. There's a different drasha, not like Chizkia, not like Rabbi Bo. You're right. There are those who don't accept neither Chizkia nor Rabbi Bo, but they have a different mocha, not the way you're Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Achmeni, Amale. What's the pasuk? The Bisar HaMiluim was Kochi Kochim. So if it's left over till Yom Valaylo, till Alos HaShachar, and Nifsa Balinu, so you have to burn it. So it says you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara says, Shein Talmulam Lo Yeyochel. Why does it say not allowed to eat it? Ma Talmulam Lo Yeyochel. Meaning, in the Gufo Nechsiba, Sarafta Sanay Sabaish. Says you have to burn it. Obviously, you can't eat it. It means whatever it goes on, whatever is asa b'achila, you're not allowed to eat. What do you mean? Asa b'achila, you're not allowed to eat? If it's asa b'achila, I know you're not allowed to eat. The pasuk says, lo yeochel, anything that's asa b'achila, also a menu in you. I don't need it to tell me it's asa b'achila. When you have kol yisurim shabbatar, these two things, chametz b'pesach and shoran niskal, are asa b'achila. So this pasuk lo yeyochel by noiser is meyuter. The pasuk is imenu inyan is meyuter because it says bakodesh. It says you have to burn it. Meserafta sanesabesh. Tenim in the sharisim shavta meni lachil teni lano. Imakam sreifa al kodesh shemutavus sreifa amakrab sarta sanes and nesli al kodesh shemutavus shay. So the Gemara worked it out. So it's not like Chizkia, not like Rabbi Bo, but it comes at the same result. That you have a different drasha from a different pasuk based on emeno inyan. Emeno inyan. That they always have all these dinim from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Not necessarily. That's a machlokes. The Rambam in the Geonim, the Rambam in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos quotes the opinion of the Geonim who preceded him by a few generations, that every drasha of the Torah Shebaal Peh was transmitted to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. Every single din. Kol Masha Talmud Vasa Gasa L'chadish Namad Ola Moshe Misina. Every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. So what are the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSbam all about? That's just to check yourself to make sure that your tradition, the Masorah, the tradition is accurate. Like an Asmachta. But really all the dinim were a tradition. And the Rambam disagrees. He said, how can it be? You have machloikis in the Gemara, and every page of Gemara, there's a machloikis, what the din is. I mean, they had a tradition on every single din, and they forgot. They forgot 95% of all the din, and they forgot, because machloikis on every page in Shas, there's machloikis. The Rambam says that's an embarrassment for the Jewish people to assume that the most precious thing that we have is the Torah. We forgot everything, so he says he thinks it's not true. Whatever dinim they were told, Allah al-Moshe Misinai, there's never a machloikis on Allah al-Moshe Misinai. Unless they'll forget it, but usually they didn't forget Halacha Moshe Misina. Whenever there's machlekes, ruba de ruba, machlekes means a new shaila came up, and then they had the right to darshan the psukim the way they see fit. So that's usually assumed to be the way it is. We usually assume like the Rambam, that all the midrash turned to dash is from anit no lehidoresh. If you know how to, you have to know how to, what the rules and the regulations are. If you know how to darshan the psukim, so you darshan on your own. And as even a machlokes, the Chido has a commentary on the Gilas Rus that's called Simchas HaRegel. Has quite a few svarim. Has over 80 svarim, I think. Each one is different from the other. So in his commentary on the Gilas Rus, he quotes a machlokes in Rishayna regarding Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moyovi v'lo Moavis. Rus HaMoavia was allowed to marry, and Dovr HaMelech was a descendant from Rus HaMoavia. So how did the Chachamim in those days, how did they know this din? Moyavi v'lo Moavia, the females from Ammon and Moav are permitted to marry into the Jewish people. So some Rishonim hold that it's Halach L'Moshe Misina, and others say no, they darshaned it on the spot. So if it's Halach L'Moshe Misina, that was the tradition that they have in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. If you hold that they darshaned it, so then the Chido in his commentary Simchas HaRegel on Megillas Rus, when he talks about this, quotes a machlokes achreinim. Whenever, if you hold like the Rambam, that the Beis Din in every generation has the right to darshan psukim the way they see fit. A new din, they come up with a new din So those new dinim, are they only applicable mikana lahabo? Or do you say, no, it's a gloy milson amafreya, that this was always a din from the days of Ma'amin HaSinai. So many achrayim are of the opinion that just like if the Bezdin invents a din derabbanan, the din derabbanan only applies mikana lahabo, let's say where they made the prohibition of gvina sakum. So someone had already cooked yesterday gvina sakum in his pot. So did his pot become treif? The Bezdin only came up with the gzera today. So the Rosh quotes, the Rosh writes at the end of the first parak in Chulam, you learned that on Daf Yud Zayin, that whenever they made a Gvina Sak, whenever they made an Isa the Rabbanan, the Isa the Rabbanan only applies Mikana Labo. It's not, how can it be Chalex post facto? They invented an Isa the Rabbanan, it starts today. So a group of Achrayim hold that the same is true when the Chachamim in a later generation invent a new Drasha. And they come up with these dinim that Shara Niska is also Bahano, Chomes BePesach is also Bahano. Rabbi Yosaglidi disagrees. So if they didn't have Halacha Moshe Mesinai, so maybe the din only applies Mikana LaHabo. Maybe it's not that it's a glory Muslim affair. This was always a din since the days of Ma'amin Hasin. So that's a Machlekes Achrayim. Whether the din is only Mikana LaHabo, a din Daraisa, it's only Mikana LaHabo, because the Torah gave it the right to the Chachamim to darshan the Torah Shabbat Peh. You have to know the rules and regulations. And may no Indian a gufa today in Winya the Dabar Acha. That's quite a wild midah. Take a pussy and it really goes on something else. But you have to know the rules and regulations. How is it neat on the darish and how is not? So this drasha, the way the Talmud said over, yeah.
Why would we assume that just because you have to burn it, it's going to be asur b'achila? Maybe you have to burn it, but if you ate it before, it's mutter. Like by Shor Niskal, the Gemara had a halamia that if you shechted it, it might be mutter b'achila.
If you wouldn't have a pasuk that says, how does the pasuk say? V'lo yachal es b'sore. So if you wouldn't have that pasuk, you just have hashor yisokel. If hashor b'skid, ayin adeshi nevela. So I didn't do a shechita. So of course it's also b'achila because it's nevela. But if you wouldn't have, I would have thought that there's no Isra Achila at all. If you did skila, then it'll be unavailable. You won't be allowed to eat it. But if you didn't do skila, it would be mutta. That's in fact also a kasha. The Rashash is bothered with that kasha. I don't remember if it's the Rashash here or the Rashash on Bava Kamma where this same Gemara appears. Rashash asks the kasha, how does the Gemara sell? How does the Gemara know? Why is it such a double posha that if I show you sokel, if the Torah tells you the way you're supposed to kill the animals, like they skila, why not say skilos zuish chitosai? Let's say you do malika on a chatas oaf. So in malika, you cut the neck of the oaf with the kohen's fingernail on his right hand. So that's mechuber. So that's a psul deraisa. If you shecht chulin, that's a mishnah in chulin. If you shecht chulin with your fingernail, it's an avela. If he shecht the korbanos with a knife, it's no good. You're not yotze. Shchitas chatasoif, olasoif has to be dafka malika with the fingernail, and shchitas chulin on a bird has to be dafka with a knife. So the din is when you bring a chatasoif, so they zorek the dam. There's no emurim to be makriv, and the kohanim eat the bisar hachatos. So the Gemara raises an issue, but it's nevela. The Gemara said, that's melikasa zuish chitasa. It's not a nevela, it's muta b'achila, because melikasa zuish chitasa, and it doesn't have a tumah either. When they eat it, usually nibla saif toha is metame abes ablia. When you swallow it, when you touch it, it's not metame b'maga b'mas or anything, but if you swallow nibla saif toha, if you eat nibla saif tome, eat a dead eagle, so it's also b'achila. But it's not metame. If you eat nibla saif toha, it's metame abes ablia. When you swallow it, it goes down your throat. So that's a special din. So the Gemara says, however, when you eat, when the Kohanim eat the Malikas Chatas Oif, it's Muta Bachila and it's not Metame, because Malikas is Uish Chitosai. And Tosu said the same, the Chiyosa Latzuk, that when you have an Egla Rufa, so Tosu said, Arifos is Uish Chitosai. The Arifa Segla Rufa is Metame De Nevela. And when you do Tchias or Lashuk, when you push over the Sohar HaMishtalech, the Gemara says, the Tchias or Lashuk, Zuish Chitosa. You'll be in violation of Osir Ezbeno, Lashishchato B'yay Mechod. If you have, let's say, you have Osir Ezbeno, you're going to use one of them is the Sora HaPanimi, one is the Sora HaChitzon. He takes Shnei Sira Yom Kippur, and one of them he push over the cliff, and one is a Oisav Ezbeno. So one of them you're going to Shecht, and one of them you're going to do the Chiyos HaLatzuk. So the Gemara says, you're in violation of Oisav Ezbeno. Why? But you didn't Shecht it. The Gemara says, no, the Chiyos HaLatzuk, Zuhi Shechitasa. Since the Torah tells you how you're supposed to kill the animal, by Tchiyos HaLatzuk, so that's called Shechitasa, Zuhi Shechitasa. So that's the Rashash's kasha. That how does the Gemara so convinced any day she neben the veil asur ba'achil amat hamadam la yachel? It must be that even shchot alach shenig madina. How do you know? Maybe it wouldn't be any sin veil because the Torah prescribes that you have to do skila. So skilos is zoish chitasa. So I would have thought that it's muta ba'achil. So I need a pasuk to say that it's also ba'achil. That's the Rashash's kasha. I remember around 10 years ago, I was invited to spend a week in South Africa. So they had me speak. The main thing I went for was every summer, the rabbis have a rabbinical conference for a couple of days together in some out of town, some resort area. So we were talking and learning for 3 days. But then they had me speak in the local schools and the local yeshivas and the different shuls. So there's the yeshiva there. The head of the yeshiva passed away a couple of years ago by Goldfein. He was an American. He was from Cleveland. He learned in Cleveland, Yeshiva and Tells. So they were learning Chulin. So he asked me to give a Chabura. So I spoke about an introductory Shia to Shechita. So I said, over this Rashash is Kasha. So he thought that was Gevaldik. He never heard that Rashash before. He was chopping a spilus in the Rashash is Kasha. It's very interesting. His wife listens into the Shurim also. They say his wife understands the Shia better than most of the Talmidim. All the mismachim there were learned in his yeshiva. So his wife enjoyed the shiur. We ate together lunch afterwards. So she said she enjoyed the shiur. They say she's a good critic. Okay. She gives good comments on whenever they have shiur. Yeah, so Nachama. So we have Chizkiah and we have Rabbi Bohu. They're both coming to explain how do you know that Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula means two dinim. Kol HaTorah Kula means Chomez B'Pesach and Hushar Niskal. How do you know that Kashem Shasa Bachila Asabana? Chizkiah gave his drasha, Rabbi Bohu gave his drasha. So, and then this Talmud, Ahumir Abanan, an anonymous Talmud, said over something in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi, and it didn't work out. So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you what Rabbi Yonason said. I'll tell you what Rabbi Yonason said the following. That says, it says by what? By if you have to burn it, we know it that it's bisrefer from other psukim. It must be that anything that's asabachila is asabanoa. Maybe it means that it's bisrefer also. No, it's not bisrefer because of sarata sanoisa. Noisa bisrefer, then call it serum shabbatar bisrefer. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara says, the Gemara yes, akasha, that's also not a good yalfusa. What is it? The Sarapta Sanoisa Ba'esh. No. What does it say? So the Gemara says, that's what it goes on. Because I know it already from the other Pesuk. That Lo Yachel in Shmos Chavtes is really telling me the din that all Yisuri Achila are Asa Banua, all means Sharan Niskal and Chametz Bet Pesach, but it's not true. V'hai lo yeyachal ha'chi u'diyosa, is that true? But Rabbi Yonison just said, Imeinu when Yenu Gufa goes on that, I'm a boy, lady kidder ablaz, dam ablaz, lo yachi kikodeshu, because you have a lot of psukim that tell us when a korban becomes nipsa. Nipsa b'yoytze, nipsa b'lina, nipsa pigul. You have a lot of psukim. How do you know that if you eat it, that there's a lav? It's from that pasuk that it says lo yeyachal ki kodesh hu, culture b'kodesh pasul, or kasul litman isese, alachi losai. So I need that pasuk. I need a pasuk to tell me that din, that there's a lav. How can you tell me that in Maine when you're the Gufa, you don't need it? You do need it. You need it to tell you that there's a love. So the Gemara rejects this also. Amar Abaye, no, it's wrong. This drasha is wrong. What they just said from Yonison is wrong. No, the first drasha that he said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi is going to restore that. The first pasuk that says, what does it say? Minayin dechsiv, here, four lines from the bottom of Chav Gimel and Beis. Kol chata shivim dam al kodesh u'esh tisarif. So instead of saying, but esh tisarif is meyuter, so he's going to say differently. The other mikra kama, the epach, not that it doesn't have to say, the epach, faket, the lichta b'esh tisarif l'boi lo seyachel. Why does it say lo seyachel? Matam lama lo seyachel. Meinu in the gufa, the nafkalem idirab lozer. We just had this pasuk here. Kosher b'kodesh pasuk ba kosuk litin lo sesei alachi lo sei. We just had it here, the third narrow line before the wide lines. So I know from that pasuk, whenever there's psulim hamikdashim, there's a life. But the question is, not why does it say b'eish tisarev? Why does it say lo seyachel? Lo boy lo teyachel. Matam lama lo teyachel. Meinu minu guv nafkla medir ablos. Anein lo chanisim shabbat teira. It tells me, meinu minu lachir. Anein lo ano. What do you mean ano? The same drasha, but we corrected it. We touched it up a little bit. Not that we're learning off on the word. It tells you these two things are asabano. You learn off on the word. Because I know that because of Rabbi Loza's drasha. That's not a good argument. Maybe I need the phrase loy te'ochel. Where does it say loy te'ochel? Kolchata shuvim adam al hakodesh loy te'ochel ba'esh tisarif. If you brought in a chatos, you were zorik the dam shaloy kedin in the heichal, or if you were zorik it, it's chatos apnimius. Either case, you're not allowed to eat it. Whether you did it the psuli, you did it the hechsher. It's ein anachel chatosan is rafis is ein anachelus. So the Gemara says, why do you say that phrase lo teyachel is miyuter? Because I know it from Rabbi Loza's din. Rabbi Loza's din is a lavshe bechlolus vein loikim olov. Maybe I need the phrase lo teyachel here that it shouldn't be a lavshe bechlolus. Should be that it is loikim olov. You only get what's the rule? Who gets malka? So whoever violates an avera that's similar to. Again, because the Gemara says at the beginning of Yevamos, they call it Tarakula, we don't dash and smuchim. We dash in a hekesh. You have two dinim written in the same pasuk, makesh habayli yitzia. That's a hekesh. If you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, we assume there's a connection. But they have two dinim written and two adjacent psukim, we don't dash and smuchim. Except from Mishnah Torah, except for Chumash Devarim. The Gemara gives a whole explanation because Moshe Rabbeinu, before he died, was transmitting the whole pilpula shel Torah to Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara says in the Dorim, on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, that the Ribbono shel Olam originally gave the Torah only to Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't have to give it to Bnei Yisrael. He could have kept it, only told it over to his family, to his children. The Gemara said, what do you mean? The Ribbono shel Olam gave all the mitzvahs to Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara says, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu had to just say the dinim, but he didn't have to say the whole pilpula shel Torah. He didn't have to give all the Bnei Yisrael the whole Cheshbon, everything we learn in the Gemara, how do you analyze the dinim? How do you learn out from the psukim? If he wanted to, he could have kept that for his children. But the Gemara says he was a good-hearted fellow, and he was nog but toivasai, and he was a tovain, so he shared it with everybody else. So when did he give over the Torah Shabbat Peh? When did he transmit? The Menitziv explains, right before he was about to die, the last month of his life. That's the beginning of Chumash Dvarim. So he's transmitting all of Torah Shemal Peh to Bnei Yisrael, showing them the style of how to analyze dinim and how to come up with the chidushi halachas, with the psak halacha lemaisa. So when Moshe Rabbeinu is saying over the dinim, so he says over one din, by association that reminds him of another din, by association reminds him of the third din. So in Chumash Dvarim, there's a mahalach. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying one din after the other because there's a connection. So that's what the Gemara says. That's why we only paskin Darshin and Smuchim and Chumash Dvarim. So one of the many famous dinim based on Smuchim. One of the many famous dinim based on Smuchim is the whole third perik in Malkus, Elohein Haloikin. Who gets Malkus? One who violates an Aveir, which is similar to Losachsim Shabbidisha, because Losachsim Shabbidisha appears right after the Pasuk, the Hitzdikat Zatzarik, the Yeshua Sarasha, Behayuan Bin Hakoy Sarasha, It says, if you declare a person as a Rasha, you give them Malkus. And then it says, the Gemara says, you only get Malkus if you violate Allah, which is similar to Losachsim Shor B'disha. Yeah, that's for Malkus. That's for Malkus. For Misa, let's say, Allah She'ein Bo Maisa. Ain't like Molof. If you violate an Aver by speaking, that's usually that's a Allah She'ein Bo Maisa. Usually there's no Malkus. If a person violates, a person is Megadif Es Hashem, he's Chayiv Misa. It's Allah She'ein Bo Maisa. There's no Kasha. There is no such rule by Misa. By Malkus, there are rules. Should be Allah Bendik Teklesi, should be Allah She'ein Bo Maisa, and so on. By Misa, there are no rules. Each person is Chayiv Misa. There's a separate din in the Torah. There's Chayiv Misa over here, Chayiv Misa over there. We have a din. Eim Asirin Min Hadin. There's a cloud. Ein Onshim Alon Keim Asirin. What does it mean? So usually when we were in elementary school, so the teacher said, I'm warning you, if you talk in class, I'm going to give you a zero. So the teacher usually says, Ein Onshim Alon Keim Asirin. So that's not really what that phrase means. That's Hasroa. You always have to have Hasroa in order to give Malkus a Misa. Maybe to give a zero, maybe you don't need a Hasroa. That's not an Ayin Shaguf. I don't know. Ein Onshim Alon Keim Asirin means a different thing. You can't give an Ayin Shaguf unless the person violated an Asharas Loisese. You have to have a Lav in the Chumash to give an Ayin Shaguf of Malkus a Misa. So that's Ein Onshim Alon Keim Asirin. Then there's a Kalal Gemara, Eim Asir Min Adin. What does the word Min Adin mean? An argument. Adin means Midin Kavachaymer. Means you cannot construct the Kavachaymer. You cannot construct a Lav based on a Kavachaymer. You cannot construct a Lav. Let's say the Torah says that you're not allowed to marry a half sister. Let's say the girl is my half sister. We have the same father, a different mother. The same mother, different father. So the Torah says you're not allowed to marry a half sister. So if a half sister is also kalvachaymer, that a whole sister is also. But you have a separate pasuk to say a whole sister is also. If you'd only know that a full sister, the same father, the same mother, same parents, would be based on a kalvachaymer, then you wouldn't be able to give an ayin shmisa. You cannot construct a kalvachaymer, cannot construct a lav, an azara, based on a kalvachaymer. It has to be beferish. If you have a hekish, the Gemara says yes. It doesn't mean kalvachaymer, it doesn't mean all the midrash turn to reshes. No. An Onshim Min Adin only goes on Kal V'Chaymer, but on Hekesh, the Gemara says you do. If it's a Hekesh, so you can construct a Lav based on a Hekesh, and you will get Malkus. But if you constructed a Lav based on a Kal V'Chaymer, that doesn't count as a Lo Sesei. It's also, it's a good Kal V'Chaymer, but you're not going to give, you can't give Misa or Malkus based on such a Kal V'Chaymer. An Onshim Min Adin. Eim Asirin means you can't construct an Azara based on a Kal V'Chaymer. Yeah, that's both by Malkus and Misa. So what about Ein Onshim Min Adin? So Pashtus, Ein Onshim Min Adin, the Gemara only has by Misa. By Misa. If the Torah says that there's Misa in this case, and here the Torah doesn't say, so I should make a Kal V'Chaymer, Madach's Misa on this, Kal V'Chaymer on this. So that's Ein Onshim Min Adin. You can't construct a Kal V'Chaymer. But what about Malkus? Malkus, whoever violates an Aver, that's Zumi de Lab da Chasima, gets Malkus. You don't need it. You don't have to construct a Kal V'Chaymer. Usually the whole issue of an Oichim and Adin doesn't apply to Malkus. It only applies to Misa. Because the Misa has to say in the Chumash that there's Misa. You can't, that's what they're, an Oichim and Adin can't construct a Kal V'Chaymer to say that this person also gets Misa or Koris. Koris also an Oichim and Adin. Koris and Misa. But by Malkus, usually it does not apply. An Onshim Min Adin usually does not apply to Malkus. Nachamo. So what have we learned so far? There's a rule. Kol HaTorah Kulo, all Macholas Asuras, Arosa Asa Bahanua. What is all the rule only applies to two cases? Two cases are Sharan Niskal and Chametz BePesach. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, doesn't apply to Chametz BePesach. So the rule only applies to Sharan Niskal. The whole rule only applies. Kol HaTorah Kulo means one case. Of Chametz BePesach, Sharan Niska. We don't hold like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, so we have two cases. The rule applies to two cases, and every other case is an exception to the rule. Yain LeNazir is Mutar BaHanua, Truma LeYisrael, and Tevel is Mutar BaHanua, and all the things, Adam, and Eiv Menachai, and everything is Mutar BaHanua. Those are all exceptions to the rule. And the rule only applies in two cases. The other two cases that are also BaHanua, Orlok LeYakerim, are connected, and basa b'chalav, that's different. Because the Gemara is going to say on the next daf, on Chav Dalam Beis, on Chav Hemer Aleph, the Gemara is going to have both, Abaye. It never says there that it's asa b'chila. That starts off as an Isa Hanor. That's a different case. The dinim are different. Because it never even starts off by saying that you're not allowed to eat. So Nachma, so we had, so far we had Chizkiah, Rabbi Bo, then we had Rabbi Shoma Levi, then we rejected it. Then we had Rabbi Yenison had a different Yalfusa, then we rejected that. How can you say that the Pasuk, Lo Yeyachal Ki Kodesh, who is really a Menu Inyan Lugufo, Tenehu Inyan, for this din, that anything that's Asabachil Asabah, no, this is the Mokar. No, I needed Liachude Lavi. I needed to tell me Kol Shabbat Kodesh Pakosav, Litan Lai Sesa Lachilasa. How can you say that? That's a Menu Inyan Lugufo. I need it for Ablaz's din. Kol Shabbat Kodesh possible, Kol Shabbat Litan Lai Sesa. So the Gemara says, you're right. Abai is going to restore the original drosha, but not the original one, the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi. But not to say that Ba'ish Tisarif is miyuter. No, say Lo Yeyachal is miyuter. Lo Yeyachal is miyuter. Again. Amar Abaye, on the last narrow line, Achav Dalam and Al. Amar Abaye, Le'ol Mikro Kama. The pasuk that the anonymous Talmud Ahumi Rabbanan quoted from Rabbi Shimon Levi, but he said it over wrong. Not that the words Be'esh Tisarif Amiyuter Ve'epach Farket Lichta Be'esh Tisarif to tell you Laboy Lo Teachal. So Lo Teachal is a main inyan Lagufa Tnei Inyan that all Yisrei Achila are also Bano. So the Gemara says, how can? So the Gemara says, Papa asks on Abai, doesn't like his drush either. Why do you say the pasuk goes on Chata Shuva Midama La Kodesh Pnima? So it says Lote Yochel. So I say it would be also Bachila anyway, because Kosha Bakodish Pasul, but Kosha Blitna says Alachilosa. So the two words Lo Yochel Amiyuta. So the Gemara Tain is no. Rabbi Lozah's din kol shabbat kodesh possible kol shabbat says alachilasa. That's a lab shebechlolus. Lab shebechlolus is not dumya the lab da chasima. So ain't loikem olav. So that's why you have to have a pasuk lo teyachel that there should be malchus. That's what the Gemara Tain is. That's where Rabbi Papa Tain. Amalei Rabbi Papa Labai Tain. Ve'emalei achudi lelab guf of the yosef dima the Rabbi Lozah and loikem alab shebechlolus. You don't get malchus on lab shebechlolus. The Gemara says, you're right, it's in Gansin a different pasuk. Neither the pasuk of Rabbi Shua ben Levi about Kochat HaShivim Medam Ala Kodesh Pnima, not from Be'esh Tisarif, not from Lo Yeyochel, you can't darshan from that, not from the pasuk over here, either, Sraptas HaNesavesh, not from here, and Gansin a different pasuk. And Gansin a different pasuk. There's an alternative, not Chizkiah and not Rabbi Bo, an alternative like this. Basa shiga b'chol tami lo yeyochal. Karbonis. If the carbon became nitma, so you're not allowed to eat it. Basa shiga b'chol tami lo yeyochal, but eish yisarev. You have to burn it. Shein tami nama lo yeyochal, ma tami nama lo yeyochal, meinu in the goof of the nafkma mekal v'chayim, meinu in my sakal. How do you know that the bizarre kachm that became tami, you're not allowed to eat it? I don't need this pasuk. How do I know? Because the pasuk says la'achal to be yoni mimenu. The farmer has to recite vide meiser erev Pesach of the fourth year and erev Pesach of the seventh year of the Shemitah year. There's a 3-year cycle, and then we give 6 months from the end of the third year till erev Pesach of the fourth year, from the end of the sixth year till erev Pesach of the seventh year, the Shemitah year. So you give the farmer 6 months till erev Pesach. He should give away all the truma, the bikurim, everything, give everything away, and take care of all the ma'aser sheni. And then in Erev Pesach, he recites the vida ma'aser. So part of the vida ma'aser, he says, "L'biyatim emene b'tomei." I didn't consume the ma'aser sheni in the state of tuma. So ma'aser sheni has a level of kedusha, kodesh. Ma'aser sheni is kodesh, but karbonos have certainly more kedusha than ma'aser sheni. So the Gemara says it should be a kal v'chaymer. Madach Ma'aser Sheni, it says, La Biyatim Mene B'Tomei, you're not allowed to consume it in a state of Tumah. So karbon is certainly not allowed to consume in the state of tumah. So why does it have to say, what do you need the pasuk that reads, you wouldn't get malchus because em asirim min adin. You can't construct a lav in order to get an oinish aguf of malchus amisa. You can't construct a lav based on a kal v'chaymer. The Gemara says you don't even need a kal v'chaymer. It's a hekesh. Where's the hekesh? It says l'silch lechem b'sherechem in parshas re'ei. L'silch lechem b'sherechem ma'aseh diganach b'sherechem v'charis b'karach b'tzeinecha. You're not allowed to eat chutz liYerushalayim ma'aseh sheni. You have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Ma'aseh diganach doesn't go ma'aseh rishon. Goes on, doesn't go on Maisa Oni, only goes on Maisa Sheni. Not permitted to eat Maisa Sheni Chutz to Yerushalayim. You're not permitted to eat Bechoris Bekorach B'Tzenech or Kachim Kalim. Not allowed to eat Kachim Kalim Chutz to Yerushalayim. So they're written in one pasuk together. So that's a Hekesh. Hekesh between Maisa Sheni and Kachim Kalim. What does the pasuk tell me? L'silch Alech M'sherech, you're not allowed to eat it Chutz to Yerushalayim. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim. That's called Havo Asmokim. When you bring a chatos to Yerushalayim, when you bring a korban oila, bring a korban shlamim, bring a korban osham, korban pesach to Yerushalayim, that's called chayvas tipol. You have an obligation to bring the korbanos to Yerushalayim to the Beis Hamikdash to be makrevit. When you bring ma'aseh sheni and bikurim and b'chor beim ha'Torah, that's called havo asmakam. Havo asmakam means that's mashlim the kedusha. This lav, l'silch alecha b'sherecha, if you eat ma'aseh sheni chutz Yerushalayim, the Gemara says in the third parak of Makkos, the lav that you get malchus only if you brought it into Yerushalayim, then you took it out. Kozman, you didn't bring it to Yerushalayim, and you eat ma'aseh sheni chutz Yerushalayim. So Tosis says there in the Gemara, you're over on an essay. V'habesim shama. V'chalta shama l'fnei shama l'kecha ma'aseh d'gonecha b'sherecha 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 b'sherecha. If you don't bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there, you eat a chutz Yerushalayim, you're over on an essay. But the lav, you only over if you brought it to Yerushalayim and then you took it out. Why? Because before you bring these things, ma'aseh sheni, bikurim, b'chor beim ha'Torah, that's it. These three things need havo asmakim. And havo asmakim means it's mashlim the kedusha. By bringing it to Yerushalayim, it has the full status of ma'aseh sheni. Then if you take it out and you eat a chutz Yerushalayim, then you're over on the lav. So what does it mean, Bisharecha? You're not allowed to eat Ma'aseh Sheni and Kachim Kalim Chutz LiYerushalayim. You get Malkus if you do. What's another level of interpretation? And the word Bisharecha is, Rashi explains, it says when you have Psuli HaMagdoshim. What does Psuli HaMagdoshim mean if you have a Korban? Shuhumam v'nifta. The Korban gets a Mum Kavu. If the Korban gets a Mum Oiver, you can't be Makrevit. Kozman that has the Mum Oiver, and you can't be poida. You have to wait till it gets a mum kavua. You have to wait till it heals, and then you be makrevit. But if it gets a mum kavua means if you do surgery, it'll get better, but it's not going to heal by itself. That's a tesis and chorus. Even though it can heal, you do surgery, but if it can't heal by itself, that's called a mum kavua. So then you can be poida. So it says in the Chumash, what if you poida psule hamagdoshim, a korban shuhum am v'nifte, a korban kedush aguf, got a mum kavu and you were poided. So then the pasuk says, "Atame v'atar yachta v'chlenu katzvi v'cho ayol." Atame and atar can eat it together, even though it started off as a carbon. And Kozman, you weren't poided. If you would have shechted it in the Beis Hamikdash as a carbon and you would have eaten it, the tummy is not allowed to eat it. It's forbidden for Adam tummy to eat carbonus. Whether kachim kachim eaten by the kohanim or kachim kalim eaten by the bailim, the tummy is not allowed to eat it. But if you have psula hamigdashim shahumum uvinifdu, then you're allowed to shecht it outside of the Beis Hamikdash. It's permitted. There's no isur shchut echutz. And it says in Chumash, atame v'ata yachta v'chlenu katzvi v'chayol. The tummy can eat it with the tor. So the tummy is eating with tumas aguf, and the tor is eating with tumas abasar, because the tummy touches it. So that usually there's an isur, let's say ma'aseh sheni. We're not allowed to eat ma'aseh sheni today in Yerushalayim. Why not? Because we are tamei and the ma'aseh sheni is tamei. If the farmer touches the ma'aseh sheni, if he didn't wash off the ma'aseh sheni, it grows from the ground. So oichel adam is roy lekabel tumah if it had echsha. If you rinsed it off, if you didn't wash it off, then it's not mekabel tumah. But most of the time, it was rinsed off, or rained on it, it was nichalei, and the owner of the peiros was happy that it rained on it. So if the farmer touches the ma'aser sheni after I had hechsher mashkim, after it was rinsed off with water, then the ma'aser sheni is tummy. So there are two reasons why you're not allowed to eat ma'aser sheni today. Number one, we are tummy, tumas aguf, and number two, tumas abosar. Ma'aser sheni is not basar, but we call that tumas abosar by korbanos. There's tumas aguf and tumas abosar. You're not allowed to eat kachim if the kachim atome. You're not allowed to eat kachim if you're tome. The kachim atome. See, here the pasuk says, "Psula hamukdashim shuhumu v'niftu." If you have a carbon, gets a mum kavua and yepoida atome v'ato yachta v'achlenu katzvi v'chayol. They can eat it together. The tome is eating even though he has tumas aguf because it was nifta, and the tohar eats even though the carbon is tome, because the adam tome touched it. He made it tome. So that's okay. Your psula hamakdosha may be eaten, whether betumas haguf, whether the person is tame, or betumas habasa, if the flesh is tame. So that pasuk says bisharecha tachlenu, atame ata yachta achlenu katzvi v'chayol. So there it uses the word bisharecha tachlenu by psula hamakdosha mshuhuma muven ivdu. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara. Here it says osucha lecho bisharecha has a double meaning. Bisharecha means you're not allowed to eat chutz l'Yerushalayim. If you brought the Ma'aser Sheni and the Kach and the Bechoris to Yerushalayim, then you took them out. So then you're not allowed to eat it because you are mashlim in the Kedusha. That's called Havas Makam. The Kedusha is Nishlemis. Then if you eat it Chutz Yerushalayim, you violate this law. Lo Sucha Lecha B'Sharecha. Then B'Sharecha has another connotation. You're not allowed to eat it in a state of Tumah, whether you are Tomei or the Ma'aser Sheni or the Karbonis are Tomei. Lo Sucha Lecha B'Sharecha, because the other Pasuk says, so just like over there, Bisharecha Tachlane has the connotation of eating in a state of Tumah, so to over here, this one, even though the Pshuto Shal Mikra, Bisharecha goes on eating Chutz L'Yerushalayim, has an additional level of interpretation, Bisharecha B'Tumah, both B'Tumah's Hamaisa Sheni in the Kachim, and B'Tumah's Haguf of the person. So the Gemara says, you don't need to make a Kavachama here, it's a Hekish. The Ma'aser Sheni with the Kachim Kalim on the same Pasuk. It's in the same Pasuk that you're not allowed to eat it in the state of Tumah. So why do you need this Pasuk? Babasa Shiga here, Vayikra Zayin. Babasa Shiga B'chal Tomei, Lo Ye Yochel, Bo'eshi Sarev, Matam Alam, Lo Ye Yochel. I already know a Kalvachimer from Ma'aser Sheni, and I don't even need a Kalvachimer. I have a Hekesha. Hekesha, it's Mamish in the same Pasuk. L'soch Alach M'sharecha. You're not allowed to eat bisharecha. Means in a state of tumah. Not only chutz l'Yerushalayim, it goes in a state of tumah also. So matam lama lo yeyocha. Meaning when you gufta na'iyin lo chalisum shabbat Torah. Whatever's also b'achil is also b'hanoa. Maybe you need sreif or no. Only noise of sreif and chalisum shabbat Torah b'sreif. Wow. Here there's a very famous Tosis. Maybe we'll save it for tomorrow. Tosis quotes Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, the second Tosis from the top. Elazar Mimitz was a Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. He wrote the Sefer Yireim. So he gives you a definition. What does it mean? Lav shebechlolus ein loikem olov. The klal is the whole third parak in Makkos is based on this smuchim. The nechumish dvar migdash and smuchim and losach smshad b'dish appears right after Bahayon bin Hakos Arosha. It's Dikat Sastar Gershivas Arosha, Bahayon bin Hakos Arosha. You only get Malkus if he violated another, which is Dumi the Lab Dachasim. So Lab Dachasim is not the Lab Shebechlolos, but if it would have been a Lab Shebechlolos, then you don't get Malkus because it's not Dumi the Lab Dachasim. So what exactly does it mean, a Lab Shebechlolos? So Rabbi Elazar Mimitz has one definition, and then there's a Tosfos in Sanhedrin and that Samar Gimel Amir Aleph, where that's where the Gemara is. Lab Shebechlolos Ein Loikem Olov. Samar Gimel Amir Aleph, right? So there's a little Tosfos there that's also important. Then there's the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvos about Lab Shebechlolos. Okay. So I believe that tomorrow we will continue.